It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I am the Get Fit Guy. If your knees or your shoulders or your ankles or whatever grind, creak, grate, pop, thump, crack, or maybe even crunch when you move through a particular range of motion, you have a thing called crepitus. But don't worry. It's not as bad as it sounds, and in this episode, I will explain why your joints make that noise and what you can do about it. So Get Fit Guy podcast listener or blog reader Brian wrote to me earlier today, and he said, "Hi Brock, I just received news from my doctor that I have crepitus in my right knee. It does not hurt a lot, and I have not seen a physical therapist yet. I stopped running and I am using the RICE protocol on my knee, but do you have any other suggestions? What exercises do you suggest? Should I put a knee brace on? Thanks for your help." Well, after doing some deep breathing exercises so I didn't lose my control, this is what I wrote back to Brian. First off, crepitus is not a condition. It is simply a way of saying noisy body part. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong per se, especially if it isn't paired with pain. Although it can be annoying, most of us get crepitus in one joint or another as we age. And yes, there are things that we can do to minimize it, but please don't wear a knee brace. Unless you have pain and a very particular type of injury, a knee brace will most often make matters worse. You need to allow your joints to move through their full range of motion. It's when we stop using our full range of motion that we allow problems to become bigger and harder to correct. If you are concerned about this issue, go and see a physical therapist or a sports doctor who specializes in joint function. Frankly, your doctor doesn't sound like they have a lot of training or understanding of this stuff, especially if the diagnosis was crepitus. Okay, well, I know I could have gone easier on Brian's doctor, but Brian sounds worried, and rightly so. Crepitus sounds like a scary problem if you don't know what it is. So let's take a closer look and hopefully put Brian's mind and yours at ease. Now let's start with what crepitus is. Now crepitus, or the even more fun way of saying it, crepitation, describes any type of grinding, creaking, grating, popping, thumping, cracking, or crunching that happens in a joint when we move it through a range of motion. Now we can experience crepitus at any age, but generally it doesn't usually show up until we get older. Many people experience crepitus in their knees, but you can also get it in other joints like your hip, your neck, your shoulders, or your spine. Incidentally, the word crepitus can also be used to describe the sound of other conditions, like your lungs crackling during a particularly bad bout of bronchitis. It's not just about your bones and joints. Now, there are some common theories about what causes crepitus, and one of them is bubbles that are popping inside the joint or tendons and ligaments snapping over a joint's bony structures. The bubble theory doesn't cause any pain, but the ligaments snapping over the bony joints can sometimes be painful, but not always. You know, I actually have a rather loud thump that happens in my right shoulder when I do big arm circles, but aside from drawing some extra attention from my fellow gym goers, it doesn't really bother me, not at all. On the other hand, a more serious case of crepitus can actually be arthritis, which causes a joint's articular cartilage, or the smooth white tissue that covers the ends of the bones, to degenerate. Now, if you have severe crepitus, especially if it causes you pain, you should get it checked for arthritis. Now, incidentally, many of the techniques to alleviate crepitus that I will discuss today can also work for arthritis. But just because you have noisy knees, Brian, doesn't mean you have or will ever get arthritis. So don't panic just yet. So crepitus is usually not a cause for concern. In fact, it is considered pretty darn normal for our joints to pop and crack occasionally. It's when the crepitus is accompanied by swelling, areas of hot skin, or any pain in the joint that it may be an indication of something more serious. But just because something is normal, especially in our sedentary society, well, that doesn't mean that we should just shrug our shoulders and give in. No way. That is not how we fit folks roll. What we do is work on finding the root of the issue and then do what we can to eliminate it, or at least manage the problem. My thunking shoulder, for example, has become a target for my morning and my evening warm-up and cool-down routines. And although it is still making an audible thunk, thanks to some love and attention, it isn't getting any worse, and it still does not cause me any pain. And I can use that shoulder just the same as I could when I was 20 years old. So, hashtag winning. All right, it's time to tell Brian what he can do about his crepitus. So, here is a short list of tips for anyone out there who wants to do something about their creaking, their clunking, or their cracking joints. And the first thing is to do some stretching. Now, if there is tension in the area of your body around the creaking and cracking, we want to loosen it up and give it some space. Now, to do this, we need to look for tightness above and below the area that's being noisy. For example, if your knee is making a racket, you can stretch or foam roll or massage just above the knee, your suprapatellar pouch, the quads, which are your rectus femoris, and your calves, your gastrocnemius in particular. And that can relieve some of the tugging that could be contributing to the noises in that area. Now, ideally, you would do this a couple of times a day and
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
and 2 to 3 minutes on each body part. Because remember, to actually lengthen a muscle, not to just loosen it up, it needs to be stretched for a lot longer than we think. And to find out more about that, you can check out my episode called The Truth About Flexibility Versus Mobility. And I'll put a link to that in the transcript of today's podcast over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode 427. Now, the next thing you can do is to keep that joint moving. Now, chronic sitting and general immobility puts our muscles' attachment sites closer to each other, which requires our muscles to tighten and shorten. This happens because our muscles, well, they never just flop around loosely under our skin, and that can be a double-edged sword of our muscular system. If we aren't moving our muscles through their full ranges of motion on a regular basis, well, they respond by reducing their length and becoming tight. Now, that, in turn, causes the tugging on the joints that I just mentioned in the last point, and no matter how much foam rolling you're doing, you will have creaky joints. Now, this is why I told Brian not to use a knee brace. There is a time and a place for bracing an injured limb or a joint, but this probably isn't it. In fact, bracing, and therefore limiting the joint's range of motion, is the cause, not the cure, of this particular issue. Now, the next thing you can try is hydration. Poorly lubricated joints brought on by a lack of hydration can be the cause of many issues, including crepitus. Imagine your dehydrated knee joints as a squeaky old door hinge. If you lube it up with some grease and you open and close it a few times, well, the door will get quieter. The same can be said for your joints. Hydrate yourself properly, but please use water, not grease, and then move your body more and more often, and your joints will be happier and quieter. Now, the next thing you can try is glucosamine. While I don't usually get into nutrition, I actually leave that to my friend and colleague over at Quick and Dirty Tips, the Nutrition Diva, supplements such as glucosamine and chondroitin may have some long-term benefits for your joints. Both are considered natural building blocks for the hyaline cartilage that covers the ends of the bones. And even in a few studies, it has been shown to help reduce the crunchy noises associated with crepitus. And the final thing that you can try is turmeric. This one is what I would consider the new darling of the supplement aisle, or at least it is for my mom and her arthritic friends. And this one has been touted for everything from preventing blood clots to fighting depression, combating obesity, regulating your cholesterol, and reducing inflammation, which incidentally it really does do. And the other thing that turmeric has been proven to do is to be a natural painkiller. And in fact, an evaluation of randomized clinical trials published in the Journal of Medicinal Food found that 1,000 milligrams daily of curcumin extract, which is the active compound in turmeric, can be effective for the treatment of osteoarthritis. And it's thought to do this by reducing the levels of inflammation in the body, which can also help with those creaks and cracks. In a paper called The Spice for Joint Inflammation, Anti-Inflammatory Role of Curcumin in Treating Osteoarthritis, crepitation was one of the factors shown to be helped with the turmeric supplementation. And you can find out a lot more about turmeric by doing a search on the Quick and Dirty Tips website. There are tons of articles about it. So, when you have crepitus in your knee or your shoulder or your neck or wherever, what you're really experiencing is consistent rubbing of bone on bone, and yes, that can lead to arthritis, but until that point, this is not a disease or anything that you need to fear. It is simply a mechanical situation that can be fixed, or at least maintained, with a little time, energy, and some elbow grease. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sending me a voicemail over at bit.ly/fitspeakpipe. And you can also find me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at GetFitGuy. And you can find me at BrockArmstrong.com. Now, what are you waiting for? Get out there and quiet down those joints.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.